How to ask better ultimate belief questions. In this video, we are practicing better ultimate belief questions. An ultimate belief question helps a Christian leader gently discover what a person treats as most real, most valuable, most trustworthy, or most authoritative. These questions are especially useful in ministry settings where spiritual language appears naturally. Weddings, funerals, hospice visits, hospital rooms, coaching conversations, pastoral care appointments, interfaith family meetings, and soul center conversations. But these questions must be asked with wisdom. A good question is not a trap. It is not a debate setup. It is not a way to force someone to confess a belief before trust has been built. A good question is permission-based, clear, and respectful. For example, instead of asking, "What God do you really worship?" you might ask, "Would it be okay if I asked what gives you hope when life feels uncertain?" Instead of asking, "Do you believe in heaven or hell?" you might ask, "When you think about death, what kind of hope or questions come up for you?" Instead of asking, "Are you religious?" you might ask, "Did you grow up with any faith, spiritual tradition, or worldview that still shapes you today?" Instead of asking, "Do you believe the Bible?" you might ask, "Are there any scriptures, prayers, or spiritual words that would be meaningful to you in this moment?" Notice the difference. The better question gives the person room to speak honestly. It does not assume the answer. It does not shame the person. It does not make the Christian leader the center of the moment. In comparative religion ministry, we can use 5 guiding questions. First, what is treated as ultimate? Second, what is the human problem? Third, what is the path to restoration? Fourth, what is the final hope? Fifth, how does Christ meet, challenge, and redeem this longing? You will not ask all 5 questions in every conversation. Sometimes one question is enough. Sometimes the best ministry response is quiet presence. Sometimes the setting requires restraint. A public wedding rehearsal is different from a private premarital conversation. A hospice room is different from a classroom. A coaching session is different from a funeral ceremony. Role clarity matters. Asking better questions also means knowing when to stop. If the person becomes overwhelmed, defensive, confused, or emotionally flooded, slow down. You are not there to force disclosure. You are there to serve with wisdom. A strong closing phrase might be, "Thank you for sharing that. I want to honor what you said and not rush past it." Better questions build trust. Better questions reveal the altar. Better questions create space for faithful witness. And when the door opens, we point not to ourselves, but to Jesus Christ, who meets embodied souls with truth, grace, and resurrection hope.